Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan, and I'm going to be with you for the next hour or so. Now, on the line, I have Deborah Brock, and she is the founder of Nua Fertility. Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm very well. Thanks a million for talking to me.
Absolutely delighted. First of all, Deborah, would you just tell us what is Nua Fertility and what does it do?
Yeah, so we're a small Irish company, and what we do is we have manufactured, so they're fertility supplements, but they focus on the microbiome. So it's about looking at fertility health and supporting people. So what we kind of, our ethos really in the company is about building a community of support for people who are going through fertility challenges, providing resources and a space where people can get informed information. And then we have products which are geared towards men and women when they're trying to conceive. That's essentially what we do.
Now, the reason I ask you and why I'm so interested, I just played an interview I did back in July of last year, and I've talked to a lady by the name of Dr. Mary McCreary a number of times about the relationship between your gut and your brain and other parts of the body, how it I don't know how, what would say it's like an oil refinery. It creates the fuel to keep everything else going, the whole of the everything else going, and if it isn't working correctly, nowhere else in the body is getting the right fuel.
And that is exactly it. And I think one of the things that's so interesting for us when we're talking about it, because we want to be jumping up and down about that link, and you're talking about the gut brain link, and neither is this gut reproductive kind of access link is what they call it. It's because, like, what I always do to people and say really simply, like, if we think about our gut and we look about the bacteria that's in the microbiome, that can weigh as much as your brain. So if we, you know, I'm very logical, so I go, oh my God, that's it's doing a big job. It's got a big function. You know, we do another one where we're kind of talking to people and saying, actually, you know, the surface length of your GI tract is the same as two tennis courts. So when you tell me how that doesn't have an effect in our overall health, and then obviously for us it's about the reproductive health, which is really, really important, because obviously fertility is such a big area, and it's become such a huge issue for people, with a lot of people in Ireland is now heading towards 1 in 4 who will have challenges trying for a baby. And that's hard. It's very hard.
And now we'll get a little bit personal. Would you tell us a little about how you got into it and your own personal journey?
Yeah, no problem. I talk about this all the time because I think it's really important for everybody to hear different versions and different journeys, because there's no one size fits all. So I think for me, you know, a lot of the time I always say, growing up, you think you're you know, looking up to go to college, I might meet the man of my dreams, my soulmate, and then I just touch him and I fall pregnant. Because, you know, growing up, you were always told it's really easy to have a baby. It's really easy to get pregnant. And, you know, if you think about when we were in school and the education we got was always about how to protect yourself, you know, from to not get pregnant or from diseases. But you were never actually explained or taught how to get pregnant when the time came if you wanted to. So I think when we started trying, you know, we thought this is just going to happen. Like, everybody told you it's going to happen, you know, within a month or maybe even 3 months. Which at the time I remember thinking that's going to be so long, and it didn't happen like that for us at all. It actually was a number of years, which then actually led into for us, it became a medical issue, and it was a male factor infertility from my husband's side. So we were told point blank, like we were nodding dogs sitting in, you know, a doctor's office, and they were like, "You're never going to get pregnant. It's just not going to happen naturally." And I don't think we anticipated what that message meant or what impact it was going to have for us. And I suppose for us subsequently then, we ended up having 3 failed rounds of ICSI. So ICSI is done when it's a male factor issue, with the clinic and no baby. I think that's the other thing as well, like, we were very naive and thought, you know, you're walking, you know, firstly thinking I get pregnant easy, then it doesn't happen, then it's okay, well, I can go to a fertility clinic and I'll walk out with a baby, you know, that doesn't happen either. So really for us then it was a case of we switched clinics and met this amazing doctor, because it was the first time she looked at myself and Mark, my husband, as people first and patients second. And I can't overestimate how important that was for us in the start of the process of working with her. And we suddenly realized, actually, do you know what? We're part of a team. So although it is very medicalized, we have a role to play in our own health and our own fertility health to support them and help them. And that's where the kind of everything started. My sister would say, I'm nosy. I'd like to say I'm a researcher. I absolutely love reading everything, going down rabbit holes. And I used to go into my clinician and just say, I found this. What do you think of this? Is there a connection here? And to be fair, she you know, she sat and she listened to me. And we were lucky enough from that cycle to have a pregnancy. And I have a beautiful 9-year-old daughter now, Ella, who is our absolute world.
Absolutely delighted there. I actually have a niece by the name of Ella, and she is
lovely.
Yeah. It always amazes me when we talk about gut health. We're talking about little bacteria, tiny little bacteria that you need a microscope to see, and the impact they have on your body.
And it's absolutely.
And it's about keeping them well. And what are the different factors that can affect the bacteria in your gut?
Well, one of the biggest things that you want to do, and you're exactly right, it's about the good bacteria that we want. So you want to have that in balance. And I think that's always an easy way to picture something. You know, if it gets out of balance, then the bad bacteria starts kicking in. And then you can have things like inflammation, which can cause a number of other issues. But specifically, even keeping the good bacteria in balance, really simply, it helps nutrient absorption. So if you're thinking about the foods that you're taking, or if you're taking a supplement, you know, you're going, okay, well, I'm taking all this, this is all going in, but you want the body to absorb it. And if your microbiome is out of balance, you're not going to absorb as much as you can. So it's a very simple thing that it works with, you know, for proper digestion. I think the other thing for us as well, from a, you know, from a female side, and from fertility and reproductive health, is it also, you know, regulates your hormones. So like the gut regulates estrogen, which is a really important role when we're looking at our periods and our monthly cycles. Again, it protects us. So I always think, if you know, when you see that we call them the superheroes, right? Because it is, they are. They're actually, like, they just have so many functions and roles and jobs, and each of them actually complement each other and have a specific role to play. And I just think that's phenomenal, what they can do, the impact that it can have. You know, again, like, the immune system, supporting our immune system and strengthening it, they have a function. Inflammation is quite big. Actually, 70% of women who have unexplained infertility would have elevated levels of inflammation, and it's common in areas of such as like PCOS. So it's really important to reduce that inflammation, and that's what the good bacteria also can do. There's another kind of core area that people are always like, yeah, but don't talk about this, but it's really important. And we don't think of our gut health when we're thinking of fertility or a baby, and we don't think of our gut health maybe when we're looking at, there's an area called now the vaginal microbiome, and it's really important to have that in balance just as much as the gut, because that has a really, really big role when it comes to our fertility. Because if you think about it, if there is an overabundance of bad bacteria there, again, there's going to be resistance. So when you're trying for a baby, you're hoping then, obviously, you know, that the sperm and egg will meet and become an embryo and try and implant. But if your body is thinking that this is a foreign agent, if I can call it that, there'll be a lot of resistance to that. So there's a lot of research, which is what I love now, in the last 3-4 years, that are really starting to highlight this area, and just to get people open to it, you know, open to, and I know you've spoken to a number of guests previously, it's about, these guys can do such a good job in such a short time, and And as you said, like from a microscopic way of looking at something, but the changes in what the researchers can do and the microbiologists can do now, and the sequencing that they can do, and the microbes that they're finding and the functions that they have, it's just phenomenal. Like, yeah, sorry, I could probably talk a good bit on that.
No, that's perfect, and it's I can't stress enough to our listeners how important these what seemingly small things are to you, keeping your health, your gut healthy, eating correctly, taking the right supplements, cutting down on stress.
Makes
such a difference to your overall health, and in ways that you never ever think of.
No, and there are simple ways. And I think, like, what we're trying to also do, and why education is so important, like when we talk about what we've developed in the product, it is a supplement, and that's supposed to be supplemental to everything else you do, because nutrition is so important when you're thinking about your fertility and looking at it. And your nutrition is something that you can actually take control of. You can do yourself, you can get help to do it as well. So that's one of the big things for us, is about saying, you know, having a look at what you're eating, what your lifestyle is doing. Talk to, you know, you can like work with nutritionists, or if you don't have access to that, there is ample information across, you know, Instagram, Facebook, where you can get this and you can make those little changes. And we ran a healthy gut challenge, and actually, if anybody wants to, you know, go on the website afterwards, all the resources are up there in the book of. Because you've probably heard, and I know your previous people have been on and spoken about this, it's important about getting the diversity as well. So, you know, we are used to traditional, maybe, and I know I am, growing up, even I might have broccoli one day, and then I might have it again. But what they want is your the good bacteria and the little microbes. They want you to have more plants. And I think when people think of plants, they're like, oh, so I don't have to eat meat. It's not about that. It's introducing, you know, nuts and seeds and other aspects. So we ran this challenge during the week, which was to encourage people to get 30 in the week. And I remember even myself at the beginning of the week going, this is going to be really hard. Like, how am I going to do this? But actually, day four, I was on 27 plants, because I'd start to incorporate different things. And then it became fun, because I was like, okay, no, I had an orange yesterday, so what different fruit am I going to introduce this morning? And it wasn't that it had to be really difficult or time consuming or cost a lot of money, because they don't have to be that way at all. I got porridge out and I put some berries and I baked it in the oven for 20 minutes. There's a recipe on the site, and it was gorgeous. And I got three of my plants that I needed, like from the fruit side that day. So I think, you know, as you said, there are little changes that you can do and make that will have really big overall effect for your gut microbiome. And I think that's why people get excited when they talk about this, because it is those small changes that may not be difficult and don't cost a lot, because, you know, we're all, you know, we don't have time, or, you know, not everybody has access to things. So I think that's really important as well.
Indeed, and I think the what they say nowadays is that you should eat a rainbow.
Absolutely, yeah, and that isn't. I think that's always nice, and you kind of go through that. What is it? Richard of York gave battle in vain. I'm always going, okay, so what am I going to eat red today? You know, yeah, you go back to the school days, but it is that simple, and you can do that, and then you're giving the gut, you know, you're giving your microbes more diversity, which is the prebiotics as well that they want. They want more of that, because that's their fuel. That's what they love. And then they thrive. So I think that's why I find this area and the research is there and the evidence is there. And that's why it's such a fascinating area, because it can make such a big difference for your overall health with those changes and small changes.
Indeed. Now, if our listeners want to find out more about Nua Fertility, where can they go to get that?
Yeah, so go on to our website, which is www.nuafertility.com. And I really stress, we have a lot of resources that are supports there for people if you are finding it difficult or having challenges trying to conceive. We also work with a number of experts. We have an in-house nutritionist, which we have, you know, we offer people, you know, a discovery call with. We also work with fertility specialists in a clinic here in Dublin called Unique Life. She's just amazing. So we have an awful lot of resources and also supports and connections. And we're building a community. We have a community database that goes out every month, and we're building a kind of a closed community group as well, because, you know, it is a subject that people don't want to talk about, and find it hard, you know, and you want to create that community space where people can come and talk and feel supported, but also feel informed. I think that's what's really important, that, you know, if you come onto our site and you take something away and it supports you and you feel that that's right for you, brilliant. That's what we want. We want people to find things. Or if you don't, then that's okay too. You know, it's about being informed and what's right for you on your journey when you're trying to conceive. So they can go on to newfertility.com or even follow us on Instagram as well.
Yeah, and you're on Twitter and you're on Instagram as well. And I will actually, I will put all those links onto the podcast of the interview.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Deborah, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us this morning.
No, I really, really, really appreciate it. And it's great to have these conversations to open it up as well. And we are a really small Irish business, so thank you so much.
No, absolutely delighted. And I think it's something that people have, infertility and things like that, people sometimes are a little bit shy about speaking about it, but it's nothing to be shy about. Just talk about it, and these are things that can help you and might solve the problem before it actually happens.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's that proactive. Take some more action rather than waiting for something to be an issue.
Deborah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Listen, have a lovely day.
And you too. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, there we go. That was Deborah Brock, and she is the founder of Nua Fertility.